Hello, my name is Adam Amaya, A-D-A-M-A-M-A-Y-A. I am recording with an interview with
Velma Schmidt, V-E-L-M-A-S-C-H-M-I-D-T. And I'm from Edinburgh, Texas.
Okay. The date is September 28, 2024, and we're conducting this interview at John E. Conner Museum at Texas A&M University, Kingsville, as part of the university's 2024 Tamale Festival. So, what do tamales mean to you?
Tamales means tradition, family, really memories of how my grandmother would pull us all together and we would have a day where we made lots of tamales with my aunts and my cousins, and it was just a great day.
Great day and experience. Mm-hmm. So do y'all do tamales, or like whenever you were younger, did y'all do them like in a certain time of year, or?
So usually it was right around Christmas time. We would make enough for all of the family, extended family. All my aunts would be there with my grandmother, my mom, and it was all the girls, all the cousins. We would make enough to part enough for each families, and there was at least 7 or 8 families that would get together to do this.
So yes. Many dozens, you know?
That's a lot of dozens, really.
And that's a lot of time.
It was a whole day, and it was wonderful because we would laugh and share stories, and of course, when the first tamales came out, it was like you had to have the taste of it.
Yes.
And then at the end, you'd always make the gorditas, which is only the masa.
Yeah.
Because at that time, the after all the meat had been parted out. Yeah. So.
Dang, all day long.
All day long. It was wonderful.
But those are memories that you always have no matter what.
Yes.
So do you continue that tradition with like your son?
Unfortunately, we don't. It takes a lot of coordination.
It is.
And most of our, like my grandparents and my parents have passed. So really I only have one person in the family that's kept the tradition, and that's my brother. Mm-hmm. And he lives in Virginia. And he started to do these tamales, I would think like maybe just half a day or whatever with his family to kind of keep the tradition. But honestly, with my family and how busy we are, we really haven't done it. But I've thought about reintroducing it to our family.
Yeah.
And really getting my sisters together. Of course, we're all spread out, so it makes it a little more difficult.
But and like there's a plan kind of thing.
It would have to be planned.
Yeah.
It would definitely have to be planned.
Definitely. So since y'all haven't really like made them recently, so where do you buy them from? Or like where do you go to, or what area? Like,
yes. So
every area is different. I know that.
Yeah. So in the valley, in the Rio Grande Valley, everyone goes to Delia's Tamales. Mm-hmm. That's where you get them, and you can buy them year round, which is kind of nice. And I usually bring some up to my son when I'm coming up here, because of course tamales, you can eat them all year round. But most of the time we reserve buying the tamales for the holidays, like after Thanksgiving, for Christmas. That's the time we eat the
definitely.
Tamales. Yeah.
Do y'all like freeze them again and like?
Absolutely. I freeze them. Like when we buy some, you can even buy them frozen now, so you can buy them, and they're a little bit less expensive, but I buy them, and then I part them out, I put them in baggies, I freeze them. But the way we eat them, I don't know if that's going to be a question that you ask me later, but in our household, we eat tamales with ketchup. That is a must-do.
Ketchup?
Ketchup.
Like, do y'all like just put it on there, or y'all like dip it?
Dip it. It's all about dipping.
Wow. Honestly, that's... ketchup is nothing that I haven't heard, like I heard of, but that's interesting.
Yep.
So how do y'all, what kind of tamales are your favorite and why?
So the chicken and cheese are my favorite, but mostly the pork tamales. You have to eat pork.
Just regular pork, no spicy, nothing like
that? No, just regular pork.
Regular pork.
Sometimes we'll eat the beans. And then of course the masa ones, they're just masa. I mean, those are traditional, but my favorite are chicken and cheese.
And my last question would be, what is the most unusual tamale filling that you've ever seen?
Oh, that's a good question.
There's a lot out there actually.
I don't know unusual. I mean, I'm trying to think. Really, I haven't really come across anything too unusual, or people stick with the traditional food.
Have you ever had like the banana peel one?
I've had those kind, but they're very different, and they're not from our region. Yeah. They're not even from our country. It's more
Latin America.
Yes, more central and right way down. So I've had them. I've had those, and they are they're made very different. They have a different taste.
So how was the one that you had, or what did it have in it?
I can't remember what it was. Honestly, it's been a while since I had one of those. I don't remember.
No, you're fine.
I don't remember. Maybe like a sweeter tamale is what I'm thinking, but I can't remember what it was that they filled it with.
Oh, okay. That concludes today's interview. Thank you for participating today. I appreciate it.